a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah pulmonologists are cheering a decision to ban Juul e-cigarette products in the United States as a decision that will especially benefit susceptible kids and teens. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, the NBA draft is underway. They're at the seventh pick at this point. The Utah Jazz have yet to trade their way into the first round. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
I-15 just getting a soaking as you're going from about Draper and Bluffdale all the way into Lehigh near SR-92. And then we have this accident, right lane block northbound I-15 prior to 24th Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds this afternoon with some scattered thunderstorms out there. I'm Kevin Eubank.
90 degrees in Salt Lake City. There's been some thunder now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The last attorney general in the Trump administration warned the former president not to replace him with a low-level DOJ official who supported Mr. Trump's election fraud claims.
The president turned to me and he said, well, one thing we know is you, Rosen, you aren't going to do anything. You don't even agree with the claims of election fraud. And this other guy at least might do something.
Jeffrey Rosen at today's House January 6th committee hearing, the committee also naming names of lawmakers who supported Mr. Trump's claims and wanted pardons. They include Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
I remember he's from the beginning of time up until today for any and all things. He mentioned Nixon, and I said Nixon's pardon was never nearly that broad.
Former White House lawyer Eric Hirschman says Gaetz asked him about it. A Supreme Court ruling strikes down New York State's limited concealed carry law, saying it violates the Second Amendment. Daria Albinger, ABC.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
News.
Time for the in-depth. As you might have heard, the most famous name in vaping has been banned from the stores today. The FDA ordered Juul to stop selling its vape pods because of questions about their safety. So I spoke with ABC's Alex Stone and asked him if this is a permanent ban or just for the time being.
But Juul is telling us, Jeff, that it disagrees with the FDA's findings and that it's going to go to court to ask for a stay so that Juul can remain on the market. It says it's exploring all legal options and everything to remain on the market. But this has been building for quite a while. A number of states have gone after Juul over the years. And to think that Juul was only created in 2015, it blew up in popularity. 2017 had 72% of the market share. Products look like USB drives, came in many flavors, pods having high nicotine content. But then there were these stories that began to develop about health worries that people were saying. This is an attorney for a teenager, 2019, sued Juul.
Juul has turned a generation of our young youth, our adolescents, into addicts.
And he said then...
And now he is one of nearly 450 cases of reported lung-related disease illnesses related to e-cigarette use.
And Jeff, a lot of people went to e-cigarettes believing it was healthier than traditional cigarettes. And today the FDA saying that Juul's evidence is insufficient to prove that Juul's products are safe, that there is conflicting data out there about the pods being toxic, harmful chemicals in them going into the lungs. So as of today, Juul being ordered stopped selling its products. But Juul again saying it disagrees with this. It's going to go to a court. It wants an immediate ruling to say no, that they don't have to stop selling them. It'll be up to the court. But as of now, the FDA is saying pull them off the market, that the Juul cannot be sold in the U.S.
He says Juul has had a swarm of allegations that they market their pods toward the young. And the nicotine in one Juul pod, by the way, has the same amount as two packs of cigarettes. We want to talk about addicting.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.